Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Hit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast.
Gotta casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace, and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
and find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at ChinwagPod or on Twitter at Chinwag_pod.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Nice name change, I mean.
That happened. Well, that happened months ago.
Yeah. It happens in the future. I've come to tell you about your future. In the year 2025, we have an argument, and I changed my name to Integrity Filled Podcaster. By the way, motion to change the group chat icon to the last picture that Maze posted in chat.
Future callback. Yeah. I mean,
I'm game for the
one that Zach sent in the sailor outfit.
Not that one. That is unsettling as
you don't
fuck.
Want to see that whenever.
No.
I text you at any hour of the day.
What about when the surprise, like condos?
What about the yawn?
What about the hands on the face?
There's a lot of options.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
Hands on the face is fucking the clubhouse leader. Oh my god, it's just a concern. The concern in the eyes. I can't believe you guys not award an ass off for that.
In the future.
Will not. I can't believe you guys aren't gonna give an ass off for that.
What are you doing? You're doing a Back to the Future thing?
Yep. Wow. I gotta tell you about your future. No, no man should know about his future.
Haha, good job. All this is too soon, man.
You really want to put Big Daddy Mars on the art? That's weird.
Oh shit!
Please don't. No, don't.
Wait.
Don't do it.
I didn't have it on my.
Let me re-rack.
Until now.
Yep. There it is, Big Daddy Mars.
No, don't do this. Please don't. I will not write that in my analog notes that are obviously going to be worth a lot of money someday.
I have to clip in the video intro now, so I'm not going to push the intro button anymore. No. So you can start whenever you want again, Amin, or when you back the reins.
Mm. Is that enough of a cold open? That's like 2 minutes.
Is it? Isn't it?
Welcome to Cinephobe.
Welcome to Hard Out.
Oh, shit. Hard Out.
And here's where Amin names every single CT5 we've done for no reason.
Here's where Amin names every character on the CT5 art that is included.
Yeah.
As well as all the OOLs.
I don't question any of the shit you guys do in your little fucking preambles.
What do we do?
What
do we do?
Oh, we're afraid to mention love. Like, I don't give a fuck about what you're afraid to. That doesn't even have anything to do with the fucking podcast we do. But you do it. That's and I'm like, true. You know what?
That's part of the intro. And it's actually a great
It's the tagline.
You know why it's a great tagline?
This is personal?
Because it's wordplay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it wordplay?
Cinephobe. See, afraid.
To admit you love. Yeah.
Zach actually has no fear about it, but.
No fear at all. I do fear cats.
But you don't love it.
McCavity!
This idea is just straight up bad. That algorithm is busted. It's among the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Top five, easily.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kind of broke, seeing y'all, so all I got is five. I got five.
That'd be your welcome, dumb little intro.
All right. Welcome to Cinephobe Top 5, a.k.a. CT5. Let's do the show.
How about some energy? Come on,
no,
man.
No, fuck you. No, it's no, too
fuck
much.
You.
Too much
I'm
energy.
I'm full of integrity. I don't it's have energy, energy to do this.
Too much full energy. I am full of integrity. The people apparently have spoken, and they said they want a shorter intro. There's your shorter intro, assholes. Let's go.
I don't know. Pierre changed his name to Integrity.
This week, we're doing characters not on the CT5 art. Should I explain that? No, fuck you. You're supposed to figure it out because I explained too much, apparently.
You just said fuck you to the listener? What's going on here?
To anyone. That was an all-purpose fuck you right there.
Yeah,
that
we
was
got a cool CT5 artwork from Mark Ordner, right?
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. But
Marky Mark.
We felt maybe there's some missing characters on there.
Mark came up with all of it on his own. He chose all of the characters on his own.
No
he
direction.
Sent it to me before we went and locked it. And the only character that I told him to add, and I believe it was because we had just done this episode, was Armand Assafte.
Okay. Oh, wow. It was that far back. Wow.
Yes. It was right around episode 200. There are 33 characters included in the art. So what this episode is, Zach, and you should be thrilled about this is actually all OLIs that we're doing in this episode.
I do like that. Yes, I do like that. But I do want all of mine.
Because the list is 33.
Right.
And now you get all OLIs.
That's a lot of OLIs, man.
It's a lot. There's a lot of characters in this 200 plus year history of Cinephobe.
No, I've got many of them written down.
Sure do.
Yeah, how long is your list, Zach?
It's not that long. I was actually pretty respectful.
No.
I think I got like 20.
No. That's gone too far.
Yeah, I had like a couple 20. Here, and you know, I feel like I didn't want to represent more than one version of an actor unless absolutely necessary, more than one character from a movie unless absolutely necessary. I tried to keep it restricted to that, but
so I just counted. I have 27 down, but one of them was in the art and I forgot, so I crossed it out and I've got 26 written down.
Is art in your OLIs?
No, because he'd be breathing.
Can't he be in the OLIs?
He'd have to be an animated GIF version so you can see that his chest is going up.
Oh, man. I wish this episode was coming out months later so I could include.
There's actually a couple probably from the next month that are contenders that we can't even include.
What's
here.
So Tammy and the T-Rex is the most recent
that's right
episode that's come out. All right. Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, we typically go in order. So the order looks like today is Mays first, Zach second, and then I'll bring up the rear.
All right. So we got a couple combos on the existing CT5 art. Most specifically, we've got the Horrible Bosses crew. We've got the Lawnmower Man and Roscoe together.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of another iconic duo that get thrown together, that become partners, that learn to trust each other. It's Teddy Rex and Whoopi.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
From the alternate movie cover, not the normal movie cover, but the one with the yellow background here, where he's got his hand suggestively around her waist for some reason.
What are there is
no tension in the
none.
In the movie,
well, she's a robot,
but there's tension in this photo. That's for sure.
That was my OOOLI. We're doing
how many O's? How many O's?
How many O's?
All right, my first OOLI. I am making it. This is the only one I did this for, I think. I am making it in GIF form. I don't give a fuck. I'm setting the tone, baby. Howard Cosell shaking.
Wow.
Johnny B.
Good. Wow. That was unexpected.
It's the only one I did that for. I thought maybe I shouldn't include that, but no. You know what?
I thought you sent it to the that was
No.
I don't have that one ready to go.
I mean,
all right. My OOLI number one.
or I guess OLI number one, is Faison Love in Money Talks, looking dreamily at Chris Tucker as he's telling the story in the jail cell. That's not just Faison Love. That specific look, as he's just like,
yeah.
His eyes are kind of drifting all towards him.
Oh, man, all right. That's good. That's a good
back
one.
Back to me for my other OLI. This movie is not represented on the CT5 art. And I had to debate because there's two moments that I thought for this character would be equally applicable. But it's no contest once I looked it up and saw this photo. It's Hugh Hackman getting blown with a gun to his head in Swordfish.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
That's you got the gun, one. You got the laptop, you got the O face, you got it all. You got all the ingredients.
It's all there.
You got a plane, absolutely. You got a terrorist attack.
Amin, you mentioned Faison Love.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'll half that with you. Because I got Donald Faison biting his fist.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Gotta be there.
But
that's
also, I want the deli hat on, even though he's not wearing the hat in the scene.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was my OOLI. Like outside looking in, I thought about it. I was like,
I thought for sure I was too soon on my list with that, and it was going to ruin yours.
No. I liked it, but I was just like, I have too many. Okay, my second OLI is, I don't know if you guys remember this, in I Am Wrath, there's a point where Chris Maloney sees Travolta shoot someone, and he goes, ooh, his face kind of goes like, ooh. He's like really impressed / titillated, turned on a bit.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I didn't even think of that. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
r/ is a hilarious podcast where Dabney Bailey uses ridiculous voices and emotions to read aloud the week's craziest Reddit posts.
He reenacts various Reddit threads covering wild stories and secrets, petty revenge, relationships, and much more.
So if you're looking for a daily distraction and a laugh, check out r/ wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, my number 5... The trivia adds a lot of gravity to this. It was recently confirmed. I believe last year it was confirmed that this rumor was in fact true. It's got all the makings of a cinephobe classic. Oh. It's a morning in September. There's a plane.
Oh, Jesus.
There's a terrorist. There's a man in a turtle outfit. It's Pistachio Disguisey as the turtle and master of disguise.
You may need to supercharge this. Zach, be respectful, okay? This is a YouTube clip.
You know what? Never mind. I'll send a text. I'll send a text.
That's one way to do it. That's a way to censor yourself and be respectful to the audience. Oh, man. Yeah. He confirmed on a podcast with David Spade. Not until we do that movie, Zach.
Okay, got it. All right, got it.
We're not trying to do the tattoos that I had at the White Trash Party in 2011.
I don't know what you're talking about on my Instagram.
Whoa.
All right. My turn?
Yeah, sure.
Number five, yeah, Zach.
Let's just move on. Guys, if you'll indulge me, the sound will bring the image that needs to happen.
Okay.
No!
That's Stephen not all there.
It's Stephen Baldwin.
And no one.
Fled.
He's not on there.
No. Wow. Man. I know. And
you
I was
need,
shocked.
And you need enough of the shot where you can see
a
his
chunky mask. Fucking turtleneck. Fucking a chunk in every
sweater.
Layer of clothing that he has
back
on.
Back to back turtleneck picks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My number five. Also from the movie Homie Spumoni. But it's not Faison Love, and it's not.
Well, he's on the movie.
It's not Paul Mooney, or it's not Donald Faison. It's not Paul Mooney. It's not Whoopi. It's not Joey Fatone. It's Officer Stovepipe.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Wow.
With his like late 1800s button up fucking double breasted fucking uniform.
Oh, no. I didn't even think of him.
Perfect recipe That's for a drug
great
date.
Call. Yeah. Holy shit.
Back to me for number four. So there are two options for this. One of them's a little more aesthetically drawable, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme doing the splits.
Oh, yeah.
In Double Impact, he's in the blue tights with the audience of women in his aerobics class. And then, of course, in Time Cop, he's doing it on the counter.
Yep.
But it's a signature JCVD move. It would be a nice little structural support for the CT5 design.
He's not caked up is insane.
Modest. He called them modest.
Modest.
Cheeks.
Modest.
Modest. No.
It reminds me of the time I when I was a scout, I said Sam Young wasn't an elite athlete. And somebody got upset at me because he had a windmill dunk. And I was like, I didn't say he's a bad athlete. I just said he's not elite. He's not Vince Carter. He's
great cheeks. You're out of your mind.
Sam Young?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember his ass, but JCBD.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't. Look, I'm an honest podcaster. I can't say for sure.
I want to speak on something without doing the full investigation.
Exactly. All right. My number four.
Your number four, Zach.
So this was unprompted by Mark, right? Mark Ordner, who did the mm-hmm. CT5.
Correct. He took his own initiative here.
I want to... Again, reiterate thanking him. Great initiative, great execution. However, this is one that I am offended did not make it.
You were really? Offended.
I was offended.
I didn't know you could get offended.
Maybe he was afraid to put it in there. Maybe he was a coward. But how is Jaden Smith after Earth
Dude, I didn't
not
even
in
think
that
of
fucking
it.
Artwork, man? Come on.
Yeah.
Mark, you did a great job. You got a 99 out of 100 on it, but that one is a big one.
I might have forgotten that we did that movie.
Oh, we should do it again. Oh, Rewatchington.
No.
Next week.
No. Okay. No, absolutely not.
I mean, number four.
Number four, Big Daddy Mars. No, wasn't on my list. Maze reminded me everything got bumped down.
With his fucking arms over his head and his pierced chest.
If only it could talk. If only the artwork could talk.
It's got to say Big Daddy Mars on it, though.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
no one knows
him?
Who the fuck he is.
Otherwise, you might think it's Sting the Wrestler or Marilyn Manson, but Big Daddy Mars. That's
no,
right.
Man, come on. That's
okay. Number so three. Stupid. And man, I'm staring at this now and. Part of me really wants to move it up to number one, but my top two are really good, so I'm just going to leave it where it is. This is another one where you need the full body. It's very important to see the legs flopping off of the couch. It's Rolf from Tiptoes.
Didn't make my list, but was on my OOOLIs. Oh my shit. God.
When they stick Gary Oldman's whole body in this couch.
They put him in a fucking couch like he's then Frank Reynolds.
These legs off at an angle.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Lost my shit all over again, man.
Just unbelievable.
Oh,
absolutely
wow.
Unbelievable. You mentioned staring. I also stared at my number three. Just this, arguably the sweatiest I've ever been. It's barbed wire.
I thought about that a lot.
Yeah. I need her on there so badly.
And they have a bunch of production photos or alternate covers where she's doing all these weird crouches.
Is her in
with
that
gun.
Crouch? Yeah, with the two guns.
Yeah,
across her body. Like that would be ideal. But oh man, I need barbed wire. It's the sweatiest I've ever been.
I can't believe that's third.
Well,
the just wall wait till you. It's fucking legs just
legs, dude.
Oh my God. That was a decision. That was a production decision.
How big are his boots? How big are his feet?
Full-size feet.
Have you ever seen like the Muppets when like Kermit is sitting on like a fucking, that's what it looks like. Kermit's legs just
and
sitting there.
He's stuffed into that couch, man. He is stuffed in
is
there.
Is he kneeling? Do you think he's kneeling in the couch?
Yeah, I think there's like a...
Or is there a hole? Did they dig a hole?
Well, he's kneeling the whole movie, so what's another...
I think he's tunneled into there.
Shit. Why'd you have...
Future callback.
Oh, my God. All right.
Too soon.
Number three. Zach, you said you had a bunch of options. I ask. How many options?
Fuck, I didn't even write him down. I didn't even
Jack
write him
Palance
down,
in Tango and Cash, specifically him, the incredulous, like sitting back in his chair, like,
How many this time?
How many millions? How many millions?
Man, I can't believe I didn't write that down. That's
number three.
Yeah.
Number three. Oh, man, I'm excited for the top two.
I fucked that up.
Tense list. Okay. Yeah. Number two. The picture wasn't clear in my mind until recently, but after revisiting this character's expressions, come on, man. How is he not on it? How is he not on there?
Yo, Preston? Preston Myers?
He's not on there?
He's not on there.
Maze, run it again. Oh. That's my number two as well.
Oh. Yo, Preston? Preston Myers? What's going on, man?
The dap man is so loud.
The dap
heard around the world. Like, oh my God. Yeah, man, that's number two for me as well. Like, he's just spectacular.
With the blood vessels in his neck.
Oh my God.
From laughing so hard, his head's about to burst off.
Yeah.
I realize now why. It's because I'm thinking about the CT5 intro video.
Yeah,
and he's in that.
He's in there.
Yes.
Yeah, you could do that one too. You could put that face too next to
any of them. Yeah,
next to the Rumble. But yeah, him.
Rumble. Yeah,
just like the video. But the one Hallowed I have ground. Of him on the soundboard, where you see the veins in his forehead. See the veins in his neck.
The vein in his neck is the one that sticks out to
oh
me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. A vampire's dream.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, no difficulty sucking the blood out of that neck, dude. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're number two.
My number two, and this might be number one for Zach. I don't know, but I'm just going to, sorry if so. It's John Travolta in Poison Rose with his the wall right before he's about to jump out.
Mm-hmm. Where he does three expressions right there.
Not on mine, I mean. You're safe.
Really?
You didn't ruin it for,
Wow.
But it's a great shout. It's a great shout. That's oh my God. That's such a good one.
Yeah, because the wig really pops against the brick wall.
The wig pops big time, man. You might have to have the brick wall behind there just to make
it. You don't want him doing spread eagle flying squirrel jump?
I thought about whether it was a jumper, but
he couldn't see if it was him.
You can't
if he
see
does
his
that.
Face. Yeah. Whereas like that moment where he steals himself right before he does the jump, it's like, there he is. Yep.
Great call. Yeah.
Once again, back to me for number one. This is a no brainer to me. This has to be on the CT5 art. He's an icon. He's a legend. He's very respectful and has a lot of integrity, Amin. So I'm sure you can relate.
Just cut it out, that's all. That's no way to talk to a dame.
That's right, Pretzi from Hercules in New York.
Yeah, man.
There's 100 the faces. Basket? There's 100 faces he makes.
Yeah.
All of the cutaway reaction shots are gold that he does.
Yeah.
When he bugs his eyes out and he's
I think the one I thought about is when
chittering.
When my man jumped out the window and Pretzi was just like,
and then he flew up in the sky.
In the sky.
Straight up. And he's wasted. He's drunk.
This, all right, my number one. This one is a little tough to do. You need a lot of surface area there. But I mean, I thought this is where you were going with your last pick.
Mm-hmm.
I need the fedora on there. I need the gun pointing. I need dirt flying into his eye. Mm-hmm. It's Brendan Fraser, Poison Rose.
Yeah, the cigarette.
He gets shoveled into the face.
Gun, cigarette, bow tie.
Surprise look, dirt flying up.
He's got a hat on, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he's got and a stupid little hat on.
The stupid lab coat. He's got it all.
Great. Oh,
that's
man.
A CT5 outfit.
Oh, big time. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Yeah. Amin, you're number one.
Oh, man.
My number one, and this is, I went back and forth on this one, and one pick is extremely horny. But I realized it's so horny, it didn't actually happen. And so I could not, in good conscience, because it was
me sweaty in a movie theater?
Yeah, it was a dream sequence that Zach had during the third viewing of Barbed Wire?
It was a dream sequence that I had. I'm going to tell you what it is because it's not my number one.
Okay.
It's a dream sequence that I had of Vanity and Sharon Stone together. And I was like, oh, Vanity and Sharon Stone together? Not, and I realized they were never together in the same scene ever.
I mean, it's like, you remember the time when they were scissoring in the movie? And they were,
yeah.
Ass to ass, like Tango and Cash. Yeah.
So instead, I go with my number one. It has all the makings of a great CT5 art. It's Liam Neeson holding the bear and poking his head out.
Oh, that's a great, great call.
The panda.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
The fucking panda.
Yes. But it's specifically the moment where he pokes his head out to the side.
Yes.
Look what I got, my grown daughter in college. It's a big stuffed animal.
Great call. I didn't even make my list. I'm so mad. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Wow.
That's a great one.
I mean, I'm kind of amazed that the only overlap we had was reminiscent.
I can't believe Amin didn't have him.
Because I thought he was on there.
Oh, because the intro.
Because the intro, I was like, no, I didn't even look to check because the intro was in my mind. So
the one I wrote down that I missed the first time, but he's obviously in the artwork, is I had the John Voight look in Anaconda. Mm-hmm. But he's there.
Yeah, he's there, yeah. All right. Do we want to run through some of these OOLIs? I don't have that many. I have about...
Yeah.
What's that? Nine? I have nine.
Okay. Let me do the ones that of people that were already on or movies that were already on first. Mm-hmm. So the Travolta fruit roll up from Swordfish, Turl
mm-hmm.
in
yes,
Battlefield Earth,
mm-hmm.
the all the cyclo shit,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Freeze and Batman and Robin, but we already have Arnold with two eraser guns on there, and it would probably just be Mr. Freeze with another gun.
With the gun, like everybody chill.
Yeah.
Nick Cage in the beekeeper outfit with the bees.
Got that.
And
I feel like I'm marking off a bingo card right now.
Oh, all right. Is it Mr. President? Is it a bingo? Yeah, those are the ones that I, and then young Frank Dukes, but he's on the main art.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, I left him off
like Carl
I
was like, Weathers well, he's on the main is on art. Both. Yeah. And Moose is on both.
Yeah.
So it feels like Young Frank Duke should be on both, but I didn't put him on because he's on the main art.
That's fair.
All right. Zach.
Nick Cage with the bird hair in Next.
Oh, yeah.
The meme. Right back. Meme. Yeah. Nick Cage Googling 9/11 and knowing.
That's a funny scene, but like, does it have an iconic look?
Him at a computer.
He's right next to... Hugh Hackman.
It has to have 9/11 on it.
This is
right?
A computer area.
Yeah.
That was the other thing was I was trying to decide between him getting blown or him during his happy hacking montage.
Oh, yeah.
When he's so excited.
I didn't think of that one. That's a good call, yeah.
Do you want to keep going or should I throw some in here?
Yeah, go for it.
my man from the Tone Rangers when he's leaning in. Move yourself like that. That
happy Vince Vaughn, right up in Vince's face. Yep. Yeah.
I've got Sultan from
that's a good call.
From Great White Hype. I've got Queen Latifah, but with the bike helmet on a bicycle.
I thought that was gonna be your
name. We never see that. How would you tell it was her?
Well, it was just her with the bike helmet on.
Just a random biker on the
No, it's Queen Latifah. She just had the helmet on.
Well, if you use your imagination, it is.
No, I mean, she did the stunt.
You might as well just draw another one of your dreams and have Queen Latifah without a helmet on there.
Zach, you got some more? Baze, do you have any more? Or did you run through all yours?
Dumbo Walker.
Oh,
tackling.
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't have a great
the slide tackle
to draw.
Yeah, you just can't like.
But
yeah.
Just Paul Walker sliding, I think, would get the message across.
Well, Ryan McCarthy fighting. Mm-hmm. In Never Back Down.
Travis Barker, he's Rock Remix.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, while we're talking about fighting, the Bloodsport fighter.
Which one?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. One of the.
His bowl is already on there.
You can't say it.
I just like pointing it out. What else we got?
Nobody might know.
OBK Fix.
No. Oh, yeah. Nobody Malone.
Doing Showgirls. What?
Yeah, I think you have to go with the DVD cover, right?
Probably the DVD cover.
She's got like this, it's like half her body or her like mid Elaine Benes dancing in that club.
I mean, if you want to get crazy, you do her in the pool, but
the bear in Hercules from Hercules in New York squaring up.
You're my brother.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Claude in Along Came Polly.
Yeah.
Or Sandy Lyle shooting a jumper. Either one of those.
That's
a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Motherfucker Jones. World Bosses 2. We
drinking out the straw at the side.
Yeah. Yes.
Nick Fury sliding.
Yeah, like Nick Fury's on there, but yeah, the inaction would be good.
Yeah.
I had Shredder holding up the ooze.
Same note too, bro.
Yeah.
Same note too.
How about Forrest Whitaker with a bagel?
Same note too, bro. Same note too. How about...
Once again, I need the animation. I need him nibbling on it.
Yeah.
How about Samuel L. Jackson while Whoopi is yelling at him, shoot him. He's making that face. Alternately, Samuel L. Jackson following Becky Williams, the buck-toothed girl next door that grew up like when he's walking behind her, the face.
We have two characters from this movie already on there. We have John Voight, we have the Panther, but what about the Anaconda?
Yeah.
Anaconda's got to be in there too.
About that one.
Screaming, flying through the air.
Yeah.
Jackie Moon.
Yep.
Oh,
sexy.
Dalton from Roadhouse with his arms folded.
Oh, I got Sam Elliott pulling his hair back.
Oh, that's probably. Or you know what, Zach? The two of them.
When they're
sweaty and bringing it in real close.
Sun's still up. We run out of time.
Got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got the Scorpions from 3,000 Miles of Graceland.
That's a good deep cut. Good Howard the Duck, Zach. That's a duck man. Coke and Pepsi on the same soda fountain.
Oh, my God. Yo, I didn't even think about that one. That would be awesome.
But that's a good idea.
See, because that's like that's obscure enough, right?
Yeah.
But that's become our thing. Like Squints, being on the CT5 art. So RIP Squints. Gone too soon.
Martin Lawrence with the captain's hat on from Beach Bum.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, you had old. I mean, the chin from Tango and Cash.
Yeah. Oh. Quagmire.
Idris
Elba shooting the moon. Well, Idris Elba is McCavity. David Caruso and anything. Well,
Paul Blart
Segue.
Yeah.
With the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Goblin Chuck from Maximum Overdrive.
Yep.
Coconut Pete.
Wait, you said a truck? What about a truck? What about Gertie?
I'm surprised it took you guys this long to bring up Gertie.
I might have to redo something.
You can update in episode.
Oh, because I didn't realize this. My man George Siegel
in the mask.
Getting ready to, his wife is like, take me, like, what? Go ahead, Maze. I'm sorry, Officer Stovepipe. You've got the fall.
Tough sentence.
Yeah, Officer Stovepipe. Officer Stovepipe is out. Give me number four. Drop Big Daddy Mars down to five, and put.
You just take him off the list.
Who?
Big Daddy. Whoever.
No. He has to stay.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to.
He has to stay.
I just have two more. Hoagie.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, you know what I want? This would be tough to do. It's No.
The bingo shark. Let's be real.
No. All right. Now I got two things. Mark to do. Already drew one, that. The bingo shark. Two, if you could do Hoagie and Juju back to back. Just ready to take on Chinatown.
Chinatown.
Yeah. Yes. Hold on. This is right where with my fantasy of vanity and fucking Sharon Stone.
I like this. CT5 artist fantasy.
Yeah. And then my last one, I would love the shocked, just can't even believe this is happening look that Vince Vaughn has as he's doing the Russian nesting doll.
Yeah. He's got to hold it against his
another
head.
One. Yeah, another one.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser is Link in Encino Man after his makeover. Seth Green and Can't Hardly Wait putting on the goggles.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Super Troopers and their mustaches.
Yeah.
So many options. It's unbelievable.
But again, phenomenal artwork already. We just need a couple.
One last one. Colonel Thickcock standing at the window.
The wedgie.
Impossible.
Cheeks? There's no such thing.
Know what? Maze, I need you to update mine. Let's move Thick Cock into five. Bump everyone down. Cosell's off the board.
Oh, no. It's sick. Yeah. Yeah, it's holding the phone. The animation got him.
Make sure you're sending us all your CT5 missing artwork submissions at Talk Hoops, at Darth Main, at Corn Puzzle, at Cinephile Pod, at Count the Dings. Drop in the Discord, patreon.com/countthedings.
Yep. Make sure you're subscribed. You're getting those rewatchingtons. You're getting the cold opens that are extended.
Make sure you're checking it out on YouTube, because I think I'm going to keep putting the YouTube version up early. So if you want to get the CT5 early, you go to the YouTube.
Like, rate, subscribe. Et cetera, et cetera.
Smash that follow button.
Yeah,
smash,
we gotta do all that shit. Yeah.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.